Blog Talk Radio.
But I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. And it's Friday, and we all the way turned up. And, you know, I'm cool like that. I'm smooth like that. You know it's Lushy Lush, and I'm black like that. You already know what it is, man. And we all the way live. It's Friday, and tonight we got some hot artists live in the building, man. And big shout out, happy belated birthday to Kurt Cobain. You know you love that team spirit right there. You already know what it is, man. Definitely a Pisces like me. Big shout out to my girl Emma E2K of Lush Radio Online, man. She had her birthday on February the 19th, so big shout out to her and all those Pisces out there that's doing their same thing. Also, on the news, in Miami, you had a baby that actually passed out, that stopped breathing in the car, and its aunt stopped on a busy highway in Miami and stopped and gave the child mouth to mouth, and you can see it all over Instagram and on the news. And she commenced giving the child CPR, and the child revived, and it was an amazing picture, you know what I'm saying, for her to even have that instinct to perform CPR. And it's definitely, you know, important for you guys, if you don't have your CPR license, to definitely go out and go get one and be aware of, you know, anything can happen, whether it's an infant or you might have to perform the Heimlich, somebody might have something lodged in their throat. So, you know, big shout out to that auntie that came to the rescue. Also out there in the news, we found out that Birdman has some kind of crazy crush on Kamora Lee. And apparently Kamora Lee is allegedly married to a man named Tim that looks old just like your man Russell Simmons. I think she has a thing for old guys. But I don't think Birdman would just be chilling with Kamora Lee in a crib, posting a picture talking about I love my life, stop faking, y'all doing something, tell the truth, Birdman, what's good? You getting that sloppy mouth from Kamora, man, what's good? Shout out to stop faking. But you already know what it is, man. On top of that, it's more things. We're going to be doing some movie reviews. We got Pompeii, the Lego movie, and other movies we're going to talk about later. But we're going to have Persia, my white rapper, live in the building on the show. She also is a hot battle rapper. She's going to be in the building calling through. We also going to have Dogwood Gang Green and Nino Swag in the building. So you already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. We're going to go to some music real quick, and we're going to come right back. We're going to play some Nino Swag right now, one of these, on number 5. We're going to come right back. Lush Radio Online, you already know what it is, baby.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, and you just heard some of that Nino swag in the building. You already know what it is, man. So right now, tonight, we got my boy Nino swag in the building, man. Big shout out to my girl, Pam. She live in the building, man. You already know what it is, man. Nino swag all over the place, man. Putting his swag in every state, baby. You already know what it is, man. We live right here, Deja Vu Records Entertainment. Live in the building, and we doing our thing. So, Nino, what's good, homie?
Everything. We just working my time. Just trying to stay busy, you know.
That's what it is, man. You doing all kinds of shows. You done been down to North Carolina. You all over the place, man. So, what's new with Nino Swag, man?
I mean, y'all can expect a few singles in the next month or so.
Okay.
You know, just going to be pushing them. I'm not really in a rush to put out a project right this minute, but I might sneak one on, you know.
Okay. Is there like a mixtape or anything coming out? Are we looking for something?
I can look forward to them singles.
Them singles? Okay. We got them singles coming out. So we got to look forward to them singles. So first off, what inspired you to get into the whole music industry anyway?
I mean, I was just raised around it with go-go and, you know, my dad singing and my mother having a good ear for music. It was second nature. It fell into my lap.
So how do you describe yourself, your musical style? How do you describe yourself?
I would just say I'm me, man. That's really all I could be. Like, I got my influences, you know, like early 90s rap, mid-90s rap, and I got like a mix of maybe I throw some Jodeci, Racing Up and Neil, some Bobby Brown, like.
Well, it seems like you got that sometimes a little bit of that old school feel because you like surrounded by a lot of, you know, people that were influential in the music industry. Definitely, you know, the influences from your mother, and a lot of people. You got a lot of people in your family and that you're surrounded with that have stepped, you know, basically. You know, have been in the game for a minute. So from those people stepping forth and setting that platform for you, I mean, I definitely see a lot of that in some of the music that you put out there. And you did a song with Sasha from BOA and stuff. How did that come about?
My mother ran across her at the hip-hop inauguration ball, you know, and they exchanged information. She told me who she was, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's Shawty. from the board administration, and the next thing you know, I sent her the beat. She responded, like, almost immediately and was like, okay, when I need it, bye. So set a studio date, and the rest was history.
That's what's up. Big shout-out to Sasha. She also has, EP or a mixtape.
Yeah, she just put out that mixtape, that Sasha in the City. Make sure y'all go check that out.
Definitely, that joint definitely look hot. And so, are there any like visuals or anything that we should check out and stuff also?
Y'all could go on YouTube. I got some videos up there. Right now, we working on trying to get the brand together. You know, we trying to get things polished up because everything was raw. I mean, raw is good, but you know, when you thinking more on the business end and on the time end, you're rather to do it right the first time. So. Now we getting things together, you know, far as the visuals, the artists that we gonna be dealing with directly, promoters, producers, things of that nature, so we won't keep freelancing.
Definitely when you're dealing with the industry in general, and I see you on the line, we're gonna bring you in a few minutes. Sometimes, you know, when you're dealing with just branding yourself, sometimes you have to regroup, and maybe sometimes you regroup several times in order to get it the right way, the way you want to. Because
right. When
you're perceiving yourself, when you're giving yourself out, to basically you're selling yourself to your audience, to your target
market,
and you have to make sure that everything is on its P's and Q's when you're dealing with the industry. So, you know, sometimes, you know, when we first get in there as an artist, you know, it's just, you know, kind of like freestyle until you get to the business end of it, you know.
Right.
And it's good that you're actually looking at it and saying, okay, well, I might have to change a couple little things and stuff when I'm stepping out there.
Right.
You know, and
I mean, it's pretty much like making a transition from blacktop basketball to the major league. You know what I'm saying? it's kind of the same concept. You know what you see. And it's like once you, the more you expand your horizons, the broader your vocabulary is, you know, the more you got to talk about, you know, the more you kind of in the same place, the more you want to talk about the same stuff, you know.
Definitely. I understand where you're coming from. I'm going to call her live on the line, call her from the 240. You're live in the building with your man Nino Swag and your girl Lushy Lush. What it do, baby? Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
This is me.
This who?
Samir. I'm from Philadelphia.
This is Samir?
Yeah.
This is Samir from Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Oh, how you doing? Would you like to ask Nino Swag a question, Samir?
Well, I don't care.
Okay. How old are you, Samir?
I'm 9.
You're 9? Wow, okay.
What's going on?
That's what's up. Would you like to ask them anything about the music industry or anything like that, Samir?
No, well, me and my friends, me, Dion and DeMonte, we like the rap and stuff. So, you can pick up us in the studio, like.
Go ahead, spit some.
That's a myth, and everybody know about me. I'm 9 years old, and I'm in the streets. I know my ABCs and 1, 2, 3. I stand on the beat. I love my mom and my dad, and I'm thankful for these shoes on my feet.
Hey, I know that's right. Hey, you sounding real good. Keep working hard, baby, dog.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Samir and Dion out there doing their thing. Big shout out to y'all. We got kids calling in this joint showing that love right there. That's right, yo. We love the kids. That's what's up, man. Nino, so if you could work with anybody dead or alive, who would it be?
Michael Jackson? Yeah.
I know everybody loves Michael Jackson, but besides Michael Jackson, who else would you like to work with?
Dead or alive? Probably would be... See, I'm an old soul, right?
Okay.
So, like, when you talk about, like, my favorite artists, most of them are dead. You know, like,
okay.
Jimmy, Donnie Hathaway, Marvin Gaye, and cats of that caliber, you know, because my upbringing was R&B. But I always had love for rap, but I kind of had to sneak and listen to rap most of the time, unless I was with my mom, because she was a huge rap fan, so...
Definitely.
And she always supported, like, even when the South first came about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She supported people like No Limit Records, you know.
Definitely.
I remember she had every Master P album.
Big shout out to Master P. Shout out to my sister, Mia X out there, you know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out to them. Definitely doing their thing.
But, nah, definitely, I mean, as far as rap, would be Tupac, man.
That's what's up,
sure,
man. Because
he was raw. And, you know. A lot of people missing that element in rap these days.
Definitely.
Being raw, everybody way too polished and living in these facade fantasies that people think they can reach just by listening to their music and going out partying every weekend. You know, just doing ignorant nigga stuff. I don't know if we can we cuss on you.
Slightly, but you know what I'm saying.
Okay, well, I bite my tongue on the end word. I got it.
How do you feel? I mean, you could go. It's raw. It's Friday, but you know we had some kids calling, so you know we got to kind of keep it.
Yeah, fine. I keep it cool.
So the question I have for you is, how do you feel about the DMV music industry right now? Like, how do you feel the market is right now with the DMV?
I think the market been a little funny. Ever since, I'm going to say, when Polo got sick, that's when things started changing. Because then after that, Go-Go changed. Then Chuck Brown passed away, rest in peace. I don't know. I guess it all stemmed with the Go-Go at first, and then now everybody think they could rap. So a lot of rappers not supporting Go-Go as much as they did back in 2003, 2004, because everybody getting open mics, everybody their own favorite rapper. You know, so I think we could go a lot further if more people support like they're supposed to, you know.
Definitely.
We go back to the culture, you know.
And definitely, and speaking on that, big shout out to your mom, Pam Brooks. She has a challenge actually out there right now for artists. She has a whole week of appreciation for independent music this week, and you can submit your music to her.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow her on Instagram at
MD_BrickHouse,
and she's challenging artists to send in their music, and she'll definitely support it and promote it for a whole entire week.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get promotion. So we're challenging people out there to definitely support, because you can promote a guy that sounds like he's tone deaf, and he has the actual video, but you can't support your own artists that are out here in the area, which we have a lot of crabs in the barrel in the DMV area, which is a sad thing.
Uh-huh.
A very sad thing. And we're going to go ahead and go into some more music from your boy Nino Swag. Had one of these. We played that one, and we're going to play All Out. We're going to play that in a few minutes, and we're going to come right back with your boy Nino Swag in the building. We also have Dogwood Gang Green and your girl Persia, My White Rabbit. So we're going to go ahead and play that right now, All Out.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, yo, yo. Y'all got a little bit more of that Nino Swag right there.
Yeah.
You already know what it is, man. Make sure that you follow your man Nino Swag. Give him all your social networks, man.
Yeah, hit me on the Instagram, at PNP Nino.
Definitely.
Definitely can hit me on the Facebook, too, if I could still fit some more friends on that, John. N-I-N-O. Say Swagger, E-R at the end, spelled it proper grammar. And what else? Twitter, follow me at Nino Swag. Or you could just hit me on the email at NinoSwag@gmail.com. Easiest ways to get in contact with me.
Definitely, definitely. And some advice, if you were trying to give some advice to youth out there that's trying to get into the industry, what kind of advice would you give them?
Knowledge. Knowledge is power. Can't be trying to be an artist and you don't know nothing about the business. It's like trying to lead the blind.
Definitely.
Blind leading the blind, actually.
That's definitely true. You have to know the business when you get into the industry. It's more 90% business more than it is talent in this industry nowadays. It definitely has evolved. It's definitely different.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight you're headed out to go check out Scarface, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to go mess with Scarface, Uncle Scarface. That's what real niggas... That's what real people call him.
Definitely.
Uncle Scarface.
Big shout out to him. It's been a while since I did an interview with him and stuff, but he's definitely cool as I don't know what. Really humble
guy.
Yeah. Big shout out. He suffers from the same situation. He got asthma too, just like me, so he be having his little situation. But he's a great guy. I love him. He keep it real with you, straight up front.
You can tell by his longevity in the game, you know. People stick around for a reason, man.
I remember when he came out with that jungle before, I never seen the man cry till I seen the man die. And I was like, yo, I'm done. Ghetto Boys, man.
Mm-hmm.
Your man Scarface, big shout out to the OG, man, doing his thing. If you're in the area, man, go to Howard City and check out your man Scarface. He in the building. Your man Nino Swag going to be in there. Get some photo ops with your man Nino Swag.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all know what it is, man.
Oh, yeah, J.Y. going to be down there, too, now. Junkyard, man.
Oh, man.
The God Go-Go heads come through, too, man.
That's what it is. Your girl, let's dive in the building. We're going to go ahead and play some more of that Nino Swag, and we're going to come right back. And we're also going to have your girl Persia live in the building and Dogwood Gang Green. And we're going to do some movie reviews in a few minutes, but we're going to go ahead and play some more Nino Swag. We got the song called Come Over. Just the one featuring Sasha?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it is. So we're going to go ahead and play that real quick, and we're going to be right back. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. We in the building.
It's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yo, it's your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building. We back in the building, man. And you already know what it is, man. And your man, Nigo Nino Swag, is about to dip out on us in a few minutes, man, because you got to go check out that hot event with your man Scarface and everything,
that's
man.
That's
you know, I want to ask you a question. What do you think about this whole situation with Birdman and Kamora Lee, man? He got, like, a crush. I think something going on. You just don't be chilling with a chick in your crib like that, posting on Instagram if you ain't getting no...
Unless they talking business.
Nah, man, not the way she was chilling, man. Looked like somebody
see,
just
I ain't,
got
see, I just heard
quick.
I just heard about it. You know what I'm saying? But then I had took it to another source and like, hey, you heard about Birdman? Come on. They was like, man, I thought she just got married or something. I was like, I don't know about all that, but
they said she just got married to this guy named Tim, but at the same time though, you know, she over there with chilling.
They
all messed up. Looked like she just gave some smiley mouth. I don't know.
Oh, snap.
You know what I'm saying? Who knows?
Oh, snap.
You know, come on. You know, you're a married woman. I mean, not to say that a married woman can't just chill with a dude, but I'm just saying, though. Birdman, though, come on,
it's
man.
A line of draw right there, you know, especially being a married woman and in the public eye, you know. I don't know if that was a publicity stunt. I think she got too much money for that, but, you know. I don't know, man. Somebody just trying to make a name for themselves, maybe, you know.
I guess so.
Taking the
know.
Picture, man. Did they take it themselves?
I'm just glad she took care of that neck, though. You know what I'm saying? That neck was like just, like right here. Like it looked like a chicken gizzard neck or something. You know what I mean? I think she got plastic surgery on that. Just thank God, though. Praise the Lord for that neck, you know. She could do better jobs, but you know what I'm saying? That neck got taken care of.
She out of control. Lord, have mercy. Got me all worked up.
You know it's crazy.
Got me all worked up.
We live in the building, and we about to have your girl live in the building, Persia. I think she live on the line with us in a few minutes, and you already know what it is, Nino Swag. You can say what's up. I think this Persia, hold on. It's your girl, Lush live in the building. Is this Persia live on the line with us?
Yes, it is.
What up, Persia?
What up?
What's poppin' with you, fam? Yo, you live
feeling
in the building. We got Nino Swag in here, too.
How you doing, sweetie?
What's good?
Everything's up, it's fine.
Definitely got to link y'all both up. He out here in the DMV doing his thing and stuff or whatever. He about to go check out Scarface in a few minutes.
That's dope.
That's what's up. But, Persia, you out here murdering the game, man. You out here doing things, man. Doing battles.
I'm trying.
Footage. Doing mad stuff out here. It's been a minute, though, since the last time I seen you, Persia.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute and stuff. We definitely, when I come to New York, we definitely got to link up. And do some things, man. Definitely. So, Persia, man, what's new with you? I know you got some music dropping and everything like that. So, definitely, you want to tell me what's going on.
I just dropped the love tape for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
I tried something different on this one. People not really used to me being a girl. So, they used to me being this monster MC. So, I kind of tapped into something different, gave them a love tape for Valentine's Day. And March 15th, I'm dropping a crown on Tilt. So I'm just trying to keep them busy with the music.
Definitely. You definitely doing a lot of things, man. And I'm glad to hear you on your other side because you're a beautiful young lady and stuff. And sometimes a lot of people get the misconception that because you might do battle rap or you might come off hard and stuff or whatever.
I got that for years.
That you can't be girly at the same time.
Right. For years, the label's been saying, oh, she too hard, she too street. So I'm like, all right, let me show y'all something real quick.
Dang, that's crazy, though. But we had some phones going off in this joint. It was crazy. that's why you hear me like, what? but I like the part because you're a beautiful young lady and that battle that
Thank
you did
you.
Was crazy, you know what I'm saying? You murder him in the battle scene. So where did you want to take this? What's the difference between you, Persia, now versus the Persia back then when you first came out with the whole white rapper and everything like that?
Yeah, when I first came out, like, I really didn't know nothing about the industry. Like, I didn't even know
I could spit. Like, it was a shock to me. So I had to come in and learn the game and kind of figure out who I was as an artist. So it's been different for me. I just thought, you know, everything was about lyrics, and slowly I learned, you know, how to format a song, how to just, you know, be myself. So it's been a journey, and definitely, like, learning the industry was difficult for me because I just thought, you know, I'm talented, I'm about to pop.
Definitely.
It don't work like that.
So did you feel like, you know how some people, like, they might do, like, one big thing and they feel like that's it for them? You know what I'm saying? They feel like, yo, I'm on now. Because I know some people, like, when they saw you do the white a white rapper, they thought, yo, she about to blow up. Because every time you do, like, a reality show, because now in this stage now in the evolution of entertainment, you pop off of just being in one reality show. So
right.
Did you feel like if you, when you did the white rapper show, did you feel like it was over for them, that you didn't really have to work too hard? It was it because you were on? Or was it different for you?
I think, like, when I was on, I think it was the beginning of the whole reality thing. So it wasn't really popping like it is now. It took a lot of the work out for me. I thought I was going to come off the show and get a deal. And I had some offers lined up, but I had a lot of personal issues going on. I was fighting a case, and I had my kids. So I kind of took a good 3-4 years off, and I just jumped back in probably like a year ago. So, but I definitely thought something was going to happen back then. And if it wasn't for everything that was going on, you know, something might have popped, but everything's timing.
But definitely, but a lot of people are screaming your name in the streets. A lot of things are going on. And I feel like I'm feeling my hands itching right now, Persia. I feel like it's time right now. It's time to
play. I'm hearing a lot. Like, people keep calling me talking about, yo, I was in this office and they was talking about you, and I was at this label and I was like, good, I need them to talk about me.
definitely. And I mean, what do you feel right now in this stage of your life dealing with the music industry is your hardest adversity?
I got a couple. I mean, I got a lot working against me and for me. It really depends who's looking at it. I get a lot that I'm too hard as a white female, that they don't really want that type of street aggression from a white girl. I'm a big girl. They don't get that big girls are sex symbols, too. They just think, oh, you know, she's not pretty or some along those lines. They think, like, you can't be a sex symbol at a certain size. And that's what they expect of a female rapper.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of stipulations, you know what I'm saying, being a female. And the way that they got, you know, because every time we go into the evolution, it's like they get one chick that they put in the front, you know what I'm saying, and up front in front of everybody, you know, and she's like the only chick that can basically, like, make it, and she has to be this cutout Barbie doll. She basically is plastically put together, and it's like, now we're waiting for that regular chick to come out and do her thing. Let her do what she does best.
I think a lot of it is brainwashing. Like, there are labels that are signing. It's a mix between brainwashing and labels not believing that there could be more than one female, because they'll sign other females, but it seems like they'll all be inferior to that one main artist. Like, they won't really sign somebody who could give her room for her money.
Definitely.
And the females feel that way, too, like they got to pay the second tier, and they never really go for that front tier for some reason.
Because they're scared. They're scared if they don't step outside the norm, they're not going to be accepted.
They're scared to fail, and that's a problem. You can't help the female rap game if you're scared to fail.
Yeah, you know, and big shout-out, you know, for a lot of people like Bahat Madea and stuff. She was different at her era. I still see her as a legend in what she was doing. But at that time, you were going into that transition of the Little Kims and all that stuff, so that's when they had the whole little the nasty stuff while she was spitting the truth. So it was a totally different era, so... Same thing like when you had with the white rapper situation. At that time, the reality shows wasn't popping at that situation, but at this time, it still jump-started your career. You know,
definitely.
So every situation is a learning experience, and it gives you that stepping stone to the next journey in your life. And I've seen you grown as an artist and as a young woman, and I'm very proud of you, you know.
Thank you.
And you continue to grow in this industry, and it's hard, you know, especially, you know, women being catty And you never know who you can really trust in this industry, you know. And
that's true.
Transitioning on to the next subject, what do we expect from this music that you just dropped for us, the Love album, you know, the EP? Let's talk about that.
The Love Tape, I think, is like the missing perspective, the female perspective in the game right now. Everybody's focusing on being a bad bitch or, you know, just being in the club and popping bottles. And no one's really talking about what women go through, relationships, problems, kids, falling in love. It seems like for the female rappers that are out now, they think that's a weakness, to be real. So the tape is basically just everything that you encounter in a relationship, from the good to the bad to the ugly. It's just a full tape of love and everything it involves.
Definitely. And who are some of the producers and some of the people you worked with on this on the Love Tape?
We did a remix with the Gemstones for one of the tracks, the one, and he jumped on that. Millionaire Music. It's a lot of really dope up and coming producers on the tape.
Definitely. Are you anybody you're looking to work with at this moment also?
I'm looking to work with everybody, but I'm really looking forward to working with Pete Rock. I mean, I'm real psyched about that. But, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was an amazing stepping stone for me.
How did that come about?
We had chatted on Twitter for a couple of years, and we were supposed to work, and then Hev passed. So, you know, I backed off. You know, I didn't want to persist on the music. And then somebody had tweeted him the other day about me, and he was like, yeah, you know, we've been supposed to work. So we linked up, and he was like, yo, let's try to make this happen. You know, I really want to work with you. So, you know, I'm doing a little happy dance around the house. Like, I can't believe something like that would happen. So I'm definitely, me and him definitely going to get something in this year.
Yo, that's some ultimate dope-ish right there. Pete Rock?
Yeah, I was in here. Yo, I sat in the house for like an hour going, Pete Rock? Really, Pete Rock?
<That's>
like,
up,
I used to
man.
Watch him on Video Music Box. Really?
Guys, oh, my God, you're taking it back for real right there. Yo, Ralph McDaniel, shout out to your man out there, man, doing this thing, man. Yo, that's crazy right there. But real talk.
Yeah, I'm working with Audible Doctor as well. Are you familiar with him?
Repeat that again.
The Audible Doctor?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he's dope. I got him on my next tape. I'm a big fan of his ever since him and Joel dropped that Battle Cry.
Wow. Wow.
So he was like another one of my bucket list producers.
Yo, you're going to have some serious fire coming out. I hope the people ready for this, man.
Yeah, I can't wait. Like, the Love Tape was a little experiment, but I can't wait to drop this next one, Crown on Tilt, because this is that, you know, that verbal assassin.
Yo, decapitating heads from the body.
Yes.
Yes.
I was just getting, like, the Love Tape kind of happened by accident. I was doing Ruby in the Rough, and when I listened to it in the end, I was like, what's with all these Drake-ish songs? And I realized it was the beats I was getting. So I said, let me scratch this project and let me cut it into two tapes. So I said, let me drop the Love Tape of Valentine's Day, and then we're going to make another one.
Definitely. You was having that whole, like, nothing was ever the same anymore. You was in the clouds with the face and everything.
It was the beats. You know, whenever there's an artist that's popping, everybody starts to make those type of beats. So I just kept getting those emotional beats.
Definitely, what you know what I'm saying. That's but you know what though? I mean, it's good for you to put out the Love Tape because you know no one's seen that side of you. So you know sometimes you got to give them you know different sides of you and stuff like, oh yo, so I can't put her in a box. She can do songs,
right.
She can make songs. She doesn't just battle rap. You know what I mean? She can also do other things. So it's good that you did it. You know what I mean? And plus, it's also experimenting yourself to see what you can do and what you can't, or what you want to go forward with and what you don't want to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
And how your fans react to some of the things you do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The tape made me realize that I do have a lane, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
People always make you feel like if you're in a lane, you're in a box, but that's not necessarily true. And just I realize that just because I'm capable of making all different types of music, that there's something that my passion and my heart comes across. And that really is street music. Like, that's what I relate to most. So that's my lane, really, because that's where you can hear, like, the passion in my voice.
Definitely, definitely. And also on top of that, besides Persia being an awesome artist and doing her thing, she's also an advocate for domestic violence, because so many women lose their lives to domestic violence and things like that, and she's definitely a big advocate for that. You know, definitely another thing that I commend her for, you know, but definitely, you know, supporting women out there that go through situations like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of women just, you know, they feel stuck. They feel like they can't leave, so they need that push, that support from somebody to let them know that, you know, it's a world out there that you gotta chase, basically.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And Persia, if you know, if you could work with anybody dead or alive, who would it be?
Work with anybody? I want to work with Just Blaze.
Woo! Just Blaze.
He's killing me though. Just Blaze keeps killing me. When I met him on the White Rabbit show, he broke my heart. He was like, yo, aww, you know, something about females that sound too hard. And I was like, no.
But what that on? Because he got some fire, like, tracks. Like, why wouldn't he want somebody to lace his stuff?
I don't know,
like,
but he is the producer on my bucket list that if I have to get him drunk one day and snatch his laptop in a party, I need a Blaze beat. Like, I need that.
I don't think it's going to get to that level, but I think if you just, you know, wish really hard, cross your fingers, I think it's going to come to pass for you. I think it's going
to
come
to pass. Yeah, I'm just, you know, I put my prayers into God, and that's one of the things I really like. Like, his beats, they talk to me.
Definitely, definitely. And you're definitely making a movement, and we're going to go to one of your songs real quick called F Love. Real quick, we're going to play that real quick, and then we're going to come back with you and stuff. Right now, we're live with your girl, Persia, and we also got Dogwood Gang Green live in the building also that's going to be live on the show. So we're going to go ahead and play that joint from your girl, Persia. Stay on the line with us, Persia, real quick. We're going to go ahead and play that. You already know what it is. Love.
Hey, what's happening, folks? This your boy Ghost Rider, a.k.a. Flyboy Fresh, CEO of Good Life Music Group. And right now, we on Lush Radio doing it real big. You heard me? Let's get it.
You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. I'm back. And that was that fuck love from your girl, Persia, live in the building. You already know what it is. You know, sometimes you want to say that. Because real talk. What's up with the data scene nowadays? Like, dudes don't like, you know, assertive women no more? Like, what's wrong with
you? Yo, the data scene is trash. I swore off dating this year. And I'm the biggest hopeless romantic looking for love. This year I was like, nope, I'm good. I can't do this no more. I'm not even interested.
It's crazy, though, because, you know what I'm saying? It's sad because back in the day it was easier. Now it's like, yo, you don't know what you're getting into. People be trying to do all this catfish stuff. You're not getting what they show. It's crazy. It's nonsense.
Man, I got catfished one time. It's not a game out here.
Yo, I got catfished 3 times. Yo, this dude came up, and he looked good in the pictures, right? But it looked suspect because he had 3 other, like, suspect pictures, right? So I look at him, and I'm like, all right. So I'm like, yo, let's see each other, blah, blah, blah. So I see him, right? I say, yo, who the hell are you? What's your big dinosaur head looking at? Are you serious? Who are you? Come on. So I gave him the end level. Come on, son. Come on with that, man. You too grown to be playing games like that, man.
They out here, yo. One of my catfishes ended up to be a girl. You lucky yours is still a dude.
Wow, they hit you with the Bow Wow joint.
And then she was like, but I'm still the same person. And I'm like, no, the hell you ain't.
Now, I seen one catfish joint. It was crazy because the chick came through or whatever, and she, like, was ready to marry this joint and found out that it was, like, an 18-year-old girl. Like, it was crazy. It was ridiculous.
That's crazy.
But due to time, because we got, yeah, because we about to, we're going to have Dogwood in a few minutes and stuff. But, Persia, we love you, and we definitely, you know what I'm saying, want you back. This ain't the last time we're going to have you on the show. So if people want to check you out, how do they get in contact with you, babe?
My website is PersiaGotNext.com, and I'm on Twitter at PersiaNYC, Instagram PersiaBaby.
Definitely, and also, if you could give some advice to the artists that are out there or the youth that's out there that's trying to get into the industry, what kind of advice would it be?
Just be yourself. I mean, all it takes is one person to come along and see what you see in yourself, so don't switch up. Don't try to be like nobody that's out. Just do you with what God gave you, and somebody will come along and bless you.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And I love you to death, Persia. When I come,
I love you too. You better hit me when you're in New York.
I am. I'm going. We're going to pop some bottles. We're going to smack some people in the face. We're going to do all that.
I'm with it.
That's Radio Online. We all the way live. We love you, Persia. And I think we got a caller from New York live on the line real quick. Let's bring him in real quick. Caller from the 347. What it do, baby?
What's happening? It's your boy, Kwan Lee.
What up, Kwan Lee?
What's good? What's good? I just finished tuning in, you know. Just got in the crib. Persia was on there. I had to tune in for that. Plus, Lush is my sister, so it's a family affair.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. It's all a family affair. It's all love. Yo, if you have a chance, make sure you log on to www.quanleetv.com. He has the hottest internet website. We're all featuring all the interviews. He also shoots for Forbes DVD also. So he's doing his thing, and my man got the hot music going back to Cali. Check out my man Quan Lee. You already know what it is. My brother, Persia. We in here. Lush Radio Online. Turn up. You already know what it is, man. Love you, Quan. Love you, Persia.
Love you, too.
Definitely appreciate you and definitely want to have you back on the show. You already know what it is, man. And we just had Persia live in the building, live from New York City doing a thing, and my man Quan Lee. And, yo, right now, live in the building, we got our boy, the one and only, Dogwood Gang Green. Well, one half of Dogwood Gang Green.
One half. The better half.
The better half.
Shout out to Young Lotto, man. Shout out to Young Lotto.
You already
man.
Know what it is, man. Dogwood Gang Green doing your thing out here in the DMV, man.
Yeah, just putting in work, man. Got to start from the ground up. Got to start from somewhere. You know,
definitely, man.
I'm
about to steal this shirt you got on, though, right now, man.
Hey, go ahead.
You see this shirt right here, man?
Yeah.
Definitely, man. You got a whole bunch of trades. Besides being an artist, you also all buff and stuff. You personally training people too, man?
Matter of fact, I'm going to school for that, like, right now.
Oh, for real?
I ain't lying. 8 weeks, I'll be that.
I'll be the first client.
Yeah, I got you. You for free. Everybody else, I got to charge.
You know what it is.
Oh, yeah, you straight too. My bad. I ain't think you needed it, you know what I'm saying?
Big shout out to Andrew Adama, our interns and CEO, Talia in the background doing the thing. And also, big shout out to your homies.
Yeah, my man Jay Wise. This is the new talent right here, Dogwood.
New talent.
He got some heat for real.
Okay. That's what it is. Now, big shout out to you. You doing your thing. I mean, y'all guys doing shows.
Yeah.
Y'all got some music out and the mixtape. Y'all had the mixtape out there. Tell them about the mixtape.
Well, you know, the mixtape, Honor Amongst G's.
I mean,
if you don't know about it, you can go on that piss.
Definitely.
You know, put Honor Amongst G's or Dogwood Gang Green, whatever.
Definitely.
You can Google us, YouTube.
Definitely.
We got the official website up now, 3201life.com. You know what I'm saying? Go check it out. Leave us a comment on how you feel about the music.
Definitely. They got them numbers. It's crazy, right? I mean, people are coming, you know, from all over, you know what I'm saying, showing that love to Dogwood Gang Green. Somebody asked me, they said, where'd you get the name Dogwood Gang Green from? What's the whole meaning behind that, man?
Well, Dogwood is the dogwood tree of the state of Virginia. That's where I'm from.
Okay.
Gang Green is simple and plain, because every time you see it, we look fresh.
Ow!
Like a bag of money, you know what I'm saying?
Kill 'em. You already know what it is, man. Dogwood Gang Green live in the building, man. So tell us, what inspired you to get into the whole music industry, man?
Well, it all started from back in school, writing poetry. I mean, rapping was like secondhand nature after that. Old head said, man, you need to put it with some music. You got some talent, so go ahead and ride it out. So that's what I did. And I've been pushing for a little minute now. You know, had a couple setbacks, a couple haters. A little people keep blocking my shit, taking my shit off YouTube, you know what I'm saying? shut down studios and taking my views and trying to rape me, but it's all
wow,
good.
Wow. Mm-hmm. But you know what, though? It only shows that you're doing something good out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Haters keep hating. He's going to keep on being successful, so you already know what it is, man.
For sure.
Lush Radio on live in the building. So who are you working with right now? You know, say some of the producers and some of the people you're working with right now.
Well, I'm working with Jay Twiz, Mafia Music, just anybody, really, you know what I'm saying? Chris Beats. These are like local producers, you know what I'm saying? I even got a track, Young Till I Die from Superstar O. You can check him out. I work with anybody. Whoever try and work with me, I work with them. I buy beats. I don't like free beats.
Definitely.
I buy beats. So, yeah, just come holler at me.
Definitely. A big shout out to JMAM, one of our in-house producers. Definitely do his thing. And don't forget, we're live here at Deja Vu Records Entertainment, and we do a lot of pro recording and mastering and stuff live in the building and stuff. What do you think about the little setup? Hey.
Looks real good. Once you when you come to the door, you be like, oh, what's going on? But when you come in, be like, oh, yeah, this is nice. I like that. I like that. See, I'm home. This is my first home, the studio.
Definitely. Yeah. Real cozy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I wanted to ask you was, now, the visuals and stuff, like what videos is out there that we should check out and stuff that you got right now?
Well, I have Money Right that just got taken off of YouTube. Then I got Young Till I Die. I got Lab Dance Love. I got Mean Time. I got Survival of the Fittest.
Yeah.
I got videos. I mean, I don't even know how many videos I got now. So, I mean, just Google it. Dogwood Gangrene, YouTube or whatever. You find them.
Definitely. Check out Dogwood Gangrene. And, you know, being in the industry and stuff, what do you feel was one of the hardships that, you know, you had to deal with in the industry, some of the adversities you dealt with?
I mean, well, first of all, I'd like to give a shout-out to the fake A&Rs, you know what I'm saying?
With the fake showcases and all.
The fake showcases talking about, oh, this person going to be here and this person going to be there. And it don't never come through. I mean, won't you come out here and practice the show? You know what I'm saying? That's all. Because ain't nobody going to be there. But, when it comes to, like, dealing with people and they actually see that you're doing something, that's the problem. That's the biggest problem.
Right?
I mean, anybody
right.
can accept you until they actually hear that you got some talent.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to bust past them, then they got a big problem. So that's a hardship, but it ain't nothing but an obstacle.
How do you feel about just the DMV area and how they deal with music and independent artists? Do you feel like it's more like a clique thing, like you have to be a part of a crew in order to be a champion?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely you have to be a part of a clique because it seems like don't nobody want to break out their comfortability, you know what I mean? So instead of you going out reaching out to somebody that's real hungry, you just go grab your man. He not hungry, but you'll grab him because he's right beside you. I just want to work with people that's hungry as I am. I mean, I don't need nobody to put me on because I put myself on.
Mm-hmm.
I just like working with people that's hungry like me
mm-hmm.
and try and get it. I ain't even going to go into the whole story about the DMV because it's a long story about how everybody, oh, it's a DMV. No, I don't do DMV. I'm just Virginian.
Right.
I work with other people in different areas. So,
and touching on that, the same thing, shout out to Don Mata. He stated the same thing. He said, I'm not going to say DMV. I feel like it's a lazy term, and not everybody's working in cohesion like that together.
Mm-hmm.
I represent D.C.
Exactly.
Because some people don't want to claim exactly where they're from because some people are ashamed or they might feel like they're weak if they mention that they're from PG County.
But the thing about it is, though, you can't claim the DMV if you've never been to Virginia.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the real Virginia, you know what I mean?
Wow.
A lot of people say DMV, but, I mean, have you been to Virginia for real?
Real.
If you can't name no streets of Virginia, you ain't been to Virginia. other than Pentagon City,
ain't no
corner,
ain't no
you know what I mean? That's not Virginia.
Go to the heart.
Yeah, you got to go to Alexandria City and down the highway, Alexandria.
Already.
You got to go to Alexandria Route 1
mm-hmm.
over there.
That's
King
law.
Street.
You already know what
shout
time it is, man.
Fort Belvoir.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out the Wood Bridge out that joint.
Yeah,
you already know what it is.
Yeah, that's what's up. But, like you said, though, I don't have no problem with repping the area, but Virginia, that's my love, that's my heart, that's where I got this from. I mean, I stayed all over the place, so, I mean, I got a little bit of taste from different areas, but Virginia, that's where it's all from, that's where it's all me.
Definitely. And when you first started in the game, what's the difference between Dogwood Gangrene when I first met you back then to Dogwood Gangrene now
sat down and came to the point where it was like we just work with anybody. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? I mean, even we had that little, oh, I'm only going to mess with the people that I know, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? But now it's like we work with anybody. I don't really care who you from, you know what I'm saying? Where you from or who you are, we work with you. Let's get this money. Let's make this thing happen. Let's make history.
Your network is your net worth, and sometimes you have to step outside of your comfort zone and not just deal with your mans in them.
Because
sometimes your
mans
in them.
They're not as hungry as you are. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, sometimes your mans in them, you know, sometimes will actually set you up for, you know what I'm saying, for a failure.
Right.
Because they either like, okay, well, that's my man. I don't got to show up for this show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or they don't
yeah.
take it as seriously.
Yeah.
They don't understand
yeah.
that it's a passion and you have to put, whatever you put into it is what you're going to get back.
And it's funny that you said that because I've gotten more love than my mans in them.
Mm.
Other people that I don't even know. Like, my street team is people I just met, like, a couple months ago.
Wow.
Straight up.
Wow.
For real. They put in more work than me. I feel kind of jealous.
One thing, since I've met Dogwood Gangrene, the whole team, we've done business together and stuff, and they have been 100% straight up. They're about their business. There's no BS about everything. When they say they want to do something, or they going to, like, they say they're going to pay for something or do something,
they do it.
They do it. And they want paperwork, and they actually, these are one of the first African-American people that I have met in this so-called DMV area.
Right.
But from Virginia that has said, look,
yeah.
I need a receipt. I need an invoice
yeah.
before I purchase anything.
Anything
you know what I'm saying?
Paperwork
so,
goes, a
the business. So,
goes a long
shout
way.
Shout out to Business 101, man. You know, you know, so I truly appreciate them. They're definitely about their business. Definitely have some great music. We're going to play one of their songs, and we're going to come right back and wrap it up with them real quick. But, you know, another question I want to ask you is, like, advice that you would give the youth out there if they would like to get into the industry.
Man, never give up on your dream. That's all I'm going to say, for real. Because, I mean, a lot of people get their chance through other people. And then you have those artists that get their chance from just off their show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you just stay hungry, stay positive, work with the right people, network people out of your circle, and just keep on pushing. That's all I'm saying. Just never give up on your dream. It'll happen.
Never just be limited to your state
mm-hmm. yeah.
or your area
yeah.
or your block or just your community.
Yeah. Yeah.
Step outside your comfort zone.
Yeah, all I got to say is run through your call log on your phone, right? If you ain't got in contact with somebody out of your zip code, you need to get busy, for real.
Definitely step outside of your box. And your artist,
Jay Wash, a.k.a. Young Fresh. You already know what time it is, man, when you hear that name.
Definitely. So I want y'all to put out your social networks and everything so people can check you guys out.
Yeah, social network is industryfree_ENT. That is the Instagram. Twitter is N, as just regular N, industryfree_ENT. Yeah, that's basically it. Just hit me up like that.
You can find me at on Instagram, _YUNGFRESH. That's Young Fresh. And you can find me on SoundCloud if you want to hear my music at www.soundcloud.com/YoungJWash. You already know.
That's what it is. Big shout out to both of them. They doing their thing. And we got to wrap up the show in a few minutes, and we're going to end off with some Dogwood Gangrene. But since you're here and it's Freestyle Friday, you want to go ahead and spit something for us real quick, all the way live?
Go ahead, Young Fresh.
You want to have a little song?
Get him, babe.
Come on, go ahead and give him some.
Come on with it, babe.
Come on, hit it to him. Give it to him.
I'm the youngest in the crew everywhere I go. My money steady going round like a merry-go. I got a vision, so I'm riding in the fast lane. I do a B.I.G. and Wallace is my last name. Every club in the state in a different week. Out of town, but you see them Carolina plates. And I'm strapped like a belt, all I do is ride. And you can hate it, you can love it, I let you decide. I'm on the move, hater, you on stuck. I'm in the zone like a touchdown, two arms up. I'm politicking with a chicken like who won pluck. And ain't worried about a hater, man, who won what. You can check my DNA cause it's nothing but G. I tell them haters move on cause it's nothing to see. And I'm my own role model, yeah, it's nothing to me. And you only live once, that's the motto to me. Let's go.
Say what?
Oh, boy, we in here, man. VA, stand up. You already know.
You already know what it is. Dogwood Gang Green. You want to get some of that or you want to go ahead and go to the music?
Go ahead to the music.
I ain't messing with him. That's why I brought him. You already know. This the head honcho. This the boss man. Whenever you want to deal business, you go say to this man right here.
CEO.
You already know what it is. This your girl. Let's see. That's live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Love, peace, and chicken grease. We live in the building. Turn up. Get your bottles up. Drive safe. Make sure you use a Snuggie on that because not everything that's pretty out there is good out there because you don't want to be in a clinic tomorrow. You already know what it is. And don't forget the morning after pills. We live in the building. Let's radio online. Turn up. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Birdman need to stop faking and acting like, you know what I'm saying, that nobody knows that him and Kamali are doing something. But, you know, shout out to them. Also, Pompeii is coming out. It's a movie, Ancient Pompeii. Back in the day, it got covered with lava, and it froze all of the people into statues, and they were basically frozen in time. So big shout out to the people that lost their lives in Pompeii. This is like AD sometimes, a long time ago, but it's on the History Channel. But they're coming out with the movie to actually put you in basically firsthand experience of what they went through before they lost their lives to the eruption of the volcano. So Pompeii, look out for that. Also, big shout out to the Lego movie. I saw it. I wasn't really that impressed. It was kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? I watched it with my daughter. I was like, yo, what is, yo? I don't even know if kids can understand that. But, yo, I didn't understand it. And, yo, why was that chick head moving all the way around? I didn't understand. Yo, forget. The Lego movie is a challenge, man. Shout out to the Lego movie. They did make mad money, though. They made mad money. Shout out to the Lego movie. And I think it was called Monumental Soldiers or something with Matt Damon and them. They were soldiers trying to save art. And they made a lot of money, but nobody really talked about the movie, so I don't know. To me, it looked like it sucked. I like soldier movies, but I didn't really like it. But if you're into martial arts movies, though, the Monkey King is coming out the end of this month. Also, on top of that, you also got there's a movie called Saving General Yang, and he has seven sons that are hard body, and they all got martial arts skills. And their general goes out to go and fight this war, and he gets kidnapped, and he got seven sons, and all seven sons go out there, go like full commando to go out and go get him, man. It's definitely a hot movie. I saw it the other day. Check it out on Netflix. It's Saving General Yang. Also on top of that, 300. Everybody been waiting for 300 to come back out, man. Shout out. Yo, I don't understand if they spray them, like, six-packs on them dudes or what, but everybody, I think even the wife had a six-pack, son. Yo, everybody had a six-pack. Even the kids had six-packs on that joint.
Baby
water basket. 300, so look out for that. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Leslie Les, man, and you are not. Happy belated birthday to all the Pisces, Kurt Cobain, Emma E2K, everybody out there doing their thing. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. We about to go ahead and we're going to end it out with some Dogwood Gang Green.
Yeah, yeah.
Meantime, we're going to go ahead and play that joint real quick for y'all. And we out of here. I love y'all. Y'all already know what it is. So we're going to go ahead and play that joint real quick. Meantime.
Nigga,